lots of people listening to us saying, what the hell are they talking about? And Danger Man was kind of a more bog-standard secret agent type program,
yes.
But The Prisoner was this guy who was formerly a secret agent who was trapped on this island along with other people who were formerly secret agents and weren't allowed escape, and
well,
were just given a number.
Yes, McGowan said that it was an allegory. It was it was a kind of a look at life in general, the news, the way people are, the power, the corruption, anything at all, and how we might even destroy ourselves with nuclear weapons in the end. And he put everything into it, all his own views, his personal beliefs. It was extraordinary.
And was there a meaning behind everything, Roger? Or were some of us, we'll just have them attacked by giant balls, that's a liquid.
Well, there were these giant village guardians, big white spheres that would pursue somebody and suffocate them if anyone tried to escape.
Mm.
But that was supposed to be, so it's been said, just everybody's worst nightmare.
Because that scene always reminded me of the scene in the Woody Allen film where they're all being chased by a giant breast.
Yes, I know that one. That
so it's a bit like that.
Very
that's
funny,
not,
but...
I'm not thinking that of a nightmare, though, to be honest.
But it was very cleverly done because they filled these spheres with helium and water and all sorts of material to make them really quite realistic.
Mm.
But I've just written McGowan's biography, which has been published, which is called Patrick McGowan, Danger Man or Prisoner. And in that, I've looked at the whole history of the remakes, and he has, I've looked back at his whole career of about 60 years, and he's hopefully going to have a cameo in the remake.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. It would be extraordinary. And are there a lot of people out there, Roger, because you hear about this, but are there people who kind of analyse The Prisoner on the level of it's almost containing some degree of religious truth?
Well, there are people who take it to a very serious level. There have been university courses on The Prisoner, and in our society that we run, the Appreciation Society, Six of One, we have conventions in North Wales where the series was filmed in Port Merion, there every year, and we have actors from the series who come over as guests and they talk about The Prisoner. Some of them say we didn't know what it was about, didn't have any idea. Others say it was a brilliant concept.
Mm. I do, because I was telling somebody in the office there the other day that it was, and maybe I had this completely wrong in my mind, but there was one episode where he did actually escape off the island, and he got back to his flat in London, and you saw him go to bed, and then he woke up the next morning, apparently in his flat in London, then he got out of bed, opened the drapes, and he was back on the island again. They'd rebuilt his bedroom and put it back on the island.
It's interesting you should say that, because that's right on at this very moment. It's actually on my TV screen, that one. He's about to be taken back to the island, and he doesn't know.
Yeah, and I found that very creepy at the time, but then afterwards I thought, why did they go to that much bother? Why didn't they just, like, bring him back to the island?
Well, because there were so many different writers. They all had different ideas, and it was a very free concept that they were able to follow whatever they wanted to put in, they did. And there wasn't just one person in control. McGowan took overall control, if you like, and his final episode, Fallout, was just a giant fantasy. It's very hard to analyse what it all meant.
Mm. Indeed, it'd be fascinating if it does come back, and hopefully they won't make a hames of it. Roger, thanks very much for talking to us today. That's Roger Langley there from sixofone.org.uk.